Hello, YTMND. This is Dr. Pizza. I'm famously known for changing the comment rules to 60 to 30 seconds by bitching Max out. And if you don't believe me, look in the description. Anyway, enough of that. We all know that MySpace is notorious for crazy shit, such as MySpace suicide, which was a fad on YTMND, such as Scientology, which has also been a fad on YTMND. Ladies and gentlemen, what I'm about to show you and what you were actually looking at is original. But please, don't read any of that yet. Listen to me. I'm going to read it off to you. Okay, so, like, August 14th, 2006, 10:14 a.m., I get a message from this ugly freak. And when you look at her, she's ugly as fucking hell. Ugh. God, I feel sorry for whoever the hell touches that. Anyways, Mareki, her username that is, writes, "Since when did my religion teach hate? No fair, you meanie." Oh, I'm a Scientologist, by the way. Needless to say, my mouth dropped open and I shook my head. Oh God, what do I do? Like, yeah, I knew this was YTMND material right away, but I also knew in my heart that I should give this fellow person who's been brainwashed a chance and try to reverse whatever the hell it was that made her this way. So I write back, "Hi Mareki, thank you for your IM asking me. I'd be glad to show you why I feel this way. Yes, my grammar's not perfect. You can fuck off if you have a problem with it. If you downvote me because of grammar, you can suck my cock. Then again, you probably want to anyway. Anyways, but I must ask you, please, be open-minded. What I'm about to show you may disturb you, and you may reject it. But I ask you to please give this a chance." Actually, I didn't say that, but just pretend I did. "And to read both of these things. It will shock you, and it will explain why I don't believe in your religion." So I gave her the links to Unfunny Truth About Scientology, the sequel, and even the one about Isaac Hayes. Then I write, "I promise to keep your identity secret and not tell anyone about you on YTMND," which she has no idea what the hell it is, until now. "As long as you watch these and reply back to me. Hope that clears things up. Right back once you have watched." Needless to say, she didn't get the message clearly. She then writes back, "Okay, if you watch stuff that, then I can understand why you may feel this way, but have you had anything to do with Scientology?" "No, and I never will want to, thanks for asking, because it's a false religion. Ever read a book?" "Yeah, I've read a book. Have you ever read Goosebumps? Shit, that's got more real religion than anything. Talk to Scientologists?" "No, because if I did, I'd block them. Or better yet, shoot them in the head and put them out of their misery." "Been into a Scientology church?" "Hell no, because I don't want to be fucking anal raped by that fucking alien named Xenu, or whatever the hell his name is. I don't know all that shit." But anyways, the reason I ask is because I've been a Scientologist all my life, and I have never come across a Scientologist teaching hate. "Okay. Well, I just tried to prove to you why I don't like Scientology, but she completely forgot that I even sent her those links, apparently. Apparently, she's too fucking ugly and she has no brains anyway, so I guess it's a win-win situation for us guys to stay away from her, right?" "Right. And it teaches acceptance, and love, and tolerance, and good stuff like that." "Have you been looking in the mirror lately? Because last time I checked, that was definitely the opposite of what you're seeing right now. Both looks and beliefs. Check out our volunteer minister and Yelp for Human Rights, the Way to Happiness website for proof." Hello, Earth and dipshit. Of course they're not going to tell you about any of that other stuff. Don't you understand? They're not going to fucking tell you all that because it's all biased. All of it is going to be biased, you idiot. If you went to a neutral site like You're the Man Now, Dog, E-Bombs World, even though that site's a... Well, actually, forget that site. That site can suck my cock and so can Eric Bauman. Oh, Eric Bauman, you can take a picture of my dick and put it all over your website and say that you own it, because I tell you what, You might as well claim it right now, Eric, because my dick is longer than yours. Anyways, let's get back to the subject. You don't have to believe in my religion, just like I don't have to believe in yours. I quite like Christianity and respect Jesus Christ. Okay, if you respect Jesus Christ, then tell me something. Why do you associate with Tom Cruise, who says, on a 0 to a 7, I'm a 7 and God's a 0? Okay, right, you lost me right there. But please, don't say it teaches hate. Oh, well, I'm sorry to burst your bubble, but it does! It doesn't, liar. And you don't have to believe what we believe, which I never will believe, thank you very much. By the way, the whole Xeno thing is not true. We don't believe in aliens. Okay, is that why your Bible is based on that? Did you look at any of these sites I showed you, you stupid fucking cunt? No, apparently not. Anyways, but realize that I've been in Scientology and around Scientologists for 24 years. Well, there's your problem right there! There's your whole fucking problem! You've been brainwashed by birth! You've been brainwashed by your parents! You've been brainwashed by Ron Hubbard! You've been brainwashed by the Xeno! And you're also ugly as fucking hell, so it doesn't really matter! I have experienced it and lived it. You've also experienced lies and bullshit. I know what I'm talking about. Yeah, I do too. And a lot of the stuff on the internet is lies. Yes, as well as Scientology is. Anyways, oh, sorry, I didn't reply back earlier, but I had logged off by the time you'd reply. And what do you mean you'll keep my identity a secret only if I watch those things and reply back? That's a little threatening and creepy. Brian Peppers, anyone? Insert Brian Peppers theme song here. Anyways, no hard feelings, though. Okay, moral story is, you're a fucking idiot. You're brainwashed. I wasted my time trying to be nice to you. I just thought everybody on YTMND should realize the torture that I just put through and realize the truth once again that Scientology people are a joke and don't know what the fuck they're talking about. They are like George W. Bush. They lie and they're a cult. Don't say Bush isn't a cult, because Bush is, as far as I'm concerned. He's trying to take over the world. Anyways, this isn't about Bush. This is about Scientology. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Hey, wait a minute. Is it past your bedtime? Anyways, thank you for watching. Listening to my YTMND of whatever the fuck I call this. My name is Dr. Pizza. And have a wonderful night. And be careful. Because there's demons. I love you. This message was brought to you by Dr. Pizza. You're the man now, dog. You're a fucking moron! You brainwashed fucking cunt!